We begin the Warren County Radio Bible School today with a reading from the Rock Cliff Review, and that is the bulletin that we pass out to all of those who assemble on Sunday morning. It has different news and notes about events and things about the members of the church that we need to keep in prayer there. But also in this Rock Cliff Review, I have an article which captures the essence of the sermon that I'm about to preach. And this time it's a sermon about Hezekiah. And the name of the article is Teach Us to Number Our Days. And it begins with the lyrics of a popular song, or one that was once popular. You might remember this song on the radio. Once upon a time there lived a man, and his name was Hezekiah. He walked with God both day and night, but he didn't want to die. He cried, "Oh Lord, please let me live. Death is close, I know." God smiled down on Hezekiah and gave him 15 years to go. Some of us remember hearing Loretta Lynn sing these lyrics over the radio. This story of Hezekiah is found in 2 Kings 20, verses 1 through 11. In short, Isaiah was sent to Hezekiah to tell him, "Set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live." Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed, "I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I walk before thee in truth with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight." Isaiah was sent back to Hezekiah to tell him, "I have heard thy prayer, and I will add to thy days 15 years. If ever you hear someone say that prayer does no good, tell them about Hezekiah. At God's instructions, Isaiah took a lump of figs and laid it on Hezekiah's boil. Hezekiah asked for a sign, and he was given a choice of signs regarding the shadow of the sun. It would either go forward or backward 10 degrees. Hezekiah said, "It is a light thing for the shadow to go down 10 degrees. Nay, but let the shadow return backward 10 degrees. The shadow went backward, and Hezekiah was healed. Isaiah tells us something that is not included in the book of Kings. Isaiah tells us what Hezekiah wrote after he recovered. In Hezekiah's song, he tells us what he thought of approaching death and of his life upon recovery. Of death, Hezekiah wrote, "I said, in the cutting off of my days, I shall go down to the gates of the grave. I am deprived of the residue of my years. I said, I shall not see the Lord, even the Lord in the land of the living. I shall behold man no more with the inhabitants of the world. Mine age is departed, and is removed from me as a shepherd's tent. I am cut off like a weaver my life. He will cut me off with pining sickness. From day even to night wilt thou make an end of me. I reckoned till morning that as a lion so will he break all my bones. From day even to night wilt thou make an end of me. Like a crane or a swallow so did I chatter. I did mourn as a dove. Mine eyes fail with looking upward. O Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me." Isaiah 38, verses 10 through 15. But then of life, Hezekiah wrote, "What shall I say? He hath both spoken unto me, and himself hath done it. I shall go softly all my years in the bitterness of my soul, O Lord. By these things men live, and in all these things is life of my spirit. So wilt thou recover me, and make me to live. Behold, for peace I had great bitterness. But thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption. For thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. For the grave cannot praise thee, death cannot celebrate thee. They that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth. The living, he shall praise thee as I do this day. The father to the children shall make known thy truth. The Lord was ready to save me. Therefore we will sing my songs to the stringed instruments all the days of our life in the house of the Lord. Isaiah 38:15-20. The psalmist wrote in Psalm 19:12, "Teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." We should ask, what would our thoughts be if we knew death was near? And what would we do if we were given more years? Many now reading this will not live 15 years. We would be wise to keep our house in order. In the last 15 years of Hezekiah's life, he saw Jerusalem delivered from the Assyrians, and he had a son to continue the divinic lineage through whom the Christ came. Well, if you'd been at Rock Cliff that Sunday morning, you would have heard me preach along those very lines. We read from the Rock Cliff Review, because the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we're going to come back to our normal class subjects now. And we're studying a Sunday school lesson written many years ago by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of April 18, 1926. It is a lesson about the beginning of sin. And we read about that in the third chapter of Genesis. And in this Sunday school lesson, Elam wrote about helps and hints for the teachers. Let me read that to you. Elam writes, "Let us note first the origin of sin. Jehovah God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." Genesis 2:16-17. Sin on earth with the human race begin here, when man first disobeyed God. But sin as such was already in existence, for Satan was in existence, and he's a great sinner. He was a murderer from the beginning, and standeth not the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh his own, for he is a liar, and the father thereof. John 8:44. Some of the angels sinned. We read that God spared not the angels when they sinned, but cast them down to hell and committed them to pits of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. 2 Peter 2:4. And the angels that kept not their own principality, but left their proper habitation, he hath kept in everlasting bonds under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Jude 6. John says, sin is lawlessness. 1 John 3:4. Or, it is the transgression of the law, as the King James Version says. And all unrighteousness is sin. 1 John 5:17. Paul says, howbeit I had not known sin, except through the law, for I had not known coveting, except the law had said, thou shalt not covet. Romans 7:7. And then we read in Romans 4:15, but where there is no law, neither is there transgression. And through the law cometh the knowledge of sin. Romans 3:20. Adam and Eve sinned because they disobeyed God. They rebelled against his will. His will, whatever it is right and just and holy and good. Sin begins in yielding to temptation. Man was tempted to sin by Satan, not by the Lord. No man can say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempteth no man. But each man is tempted when he is drawn away by his own lust and enticed. Then the lust, when it hath conceived, beareth sin, and the sin, when it is full grown, bringeth forth death. James 1, verses 13 through 15. Thus we see how man sins. Adam and Eve never sinned until they disobeyed God. In their state of innocence and spotless purity, they were subject to temptation, and were tempted when they were drawn away by their own lust and enticed. Through this avenue, Satan approached them under the most favorable circumstances. They sinned under the first temptation. The fearful consequences of sin should be most seriously impressed upon all. Disobedience is brought its consequent troubles, toil, and pain, sorrow, and death. Man was at first and is yet left free to choose between good and evil, and to act for himself. Therefore, as through one man sin entered into the world and death through sin, so death passed unto all men, for that all have sinned. Romans 5 and verse 12. As through one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, even so through the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Romans 5, 19. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. 1 Corinthians 15, 21 and 22. All die in Adam, whether they will do so or not, the good or the bad, all will be raised from the dead, are made alive in Christ. But they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of judgment. John 5 and verse 29. On the proposition, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound exceedingly. Read carefully Romans 5, verses 12 through 21. God's grace saves not only from the consequences of Adam's sin, but also from all personal sin. The purpose of the tree of life is thus stated. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life, and eat and live forever. Therefore Jehovah God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. So he drove out the man, and placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims, and the flame of a sword, which turned every way, to keep the way of the tree of life. Genesis 3, 22 through 24. Separated from the tree of life, man had to die. Through Jesus, man again has access to the tree of life. And on this side of the river, and on that was the tree of life, bearing 12 manner of fruits, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the trees were for the healing of the nations. Revelation 22 and verse 2. And now let's note the explanatory notes. For it says in Genesis 3 and verse 1, the serpent was more subtle than any of the beasts which Jehovah had made. Jesus commends us to the wisdom of serpents in Matthew 10, 16. Satan used the cunning and shrewdness of the serpent to beguile Eve. And Paul wrote, but I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his craftiness, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity and the purity that is in Christ. 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 3. We're going to continue this study when the class gathers together again.